Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
You are listening to True Warrior Football Podcast with your host, Corey Kid Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Corey Kid Smith, and you're listening to another great episode of True Warrior Football. And joining me this week is a guy that's been a part of the program for the last three, 4 years now. I didn't meet him until start covering the show in 28 and start covering the team and the program in 2018. And I've been able to sit here and watch him grow and develop as a player. And I'm very proud of him and what he's accomplished so far, but I want to see him do bigger and better things. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff that's been happening with him in his career here at Warren, as well as his season and the state of the program from his eyes and his views. Joining me right now, ladies and gentlemen, is Jaden Perkins. Jaden, how are we doing today?
Good, how we doing?
I'm good, man. Remind everybody, what's your number again out there?
95.
Number 95, Jaden Perkins. And you play what position? Let people know.
Nose guard and D-tackle.
Nose guard, D-tackle. One of Coach Clark's dogs out here, man. I love it. I love it. Got to have defense on. Jaden, as the regular season has come to an end now on your senior season, how has everything... How have you been able to look back at the program and you know, where we are and where we've been at during your career here?
So my freshman year, I really didn't know if anybody in my class would make it to senior year with the rough start that we got off to.
Why is that? What was your guys' record back then?
4-4.
Okay.
But we had a lot of off-field problems as well as on-field problems.
Okay.
And with everything coming together, I didn't know if anybody would make it to senior year, but a nice handful of us did, and we just glad that we get the chance to play.
Yeah, I think this is one of the smaller senior classes that come through the program in a while. It's less than 30, I believe.
We got 25 seniors.
That's crazy. 25 seniors. And so you made it out of your freshman year, and then sophomore season, you're part of that great team in 2018. What was that experience like for you? Because I believe Coach Clark said you got a little bit of playing time in a lot of those big games as a sophomore.
So for me to play as a sophomore, it meant a lot to me. Everybody knew that I worked on and off the field for football.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get my first play third game of the season against North Central in the regular season. And
okay.
From that point on, I was put in every game. I even got a little bit of time in the state game.
There you go. There you go. What was it like playing under the lights of Lucas Oil for you, man? Did you get like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here?
Yeah, it was different. It was a fun experience. I never thought that I would be there as early as I was and be able to see the field, be the only sophomore playing in that game. So it felt good.
Was it hard for you as a younger player to grasp the defensive playbook and the play calls and the different, you know, schemes that Coach Clark and Coach Mann came up with?
No, I caught on after a day or two.
Okay.
When they told us the blitzes and the plays, after we got out of practice, I went, put them in my phone, read them while I was at home, came back the next day and basically knew everything.
Okay. So is that something that you've done now throughout your career to where, you know, you're constantly, are you a student of the game now? Are you a guy that's always watching huddle, always watching film?
Yeah, I'm big on watching film. I've been watching a lot of film since sophomore year. When I was a sophomore, I was one of the kids on the team and one of the higher field times.
Okay.
3, 4, 5 hours of film every week, starting from Monday to 3 o'clock at Friday.
And what do you, when you watch film, what exactly are you looking at?
When you watch film, you're looking for personal mistakes, stuff you can fix, maybe opponent tendencies that can help you win a rep, make the play, overall stuff that can help you in the gameplay.
Do you watch a lot more of your own self on film, or do you watch more opponent stuff?
I would say it's about 50-50. A lot of opponent stuff can help you better as a player, and it can help you benefit the team more, because if you can make plays for your team back-to-back-to-back, then the outcome would be better.
Okay.
But at the same time, if you're not watching yourself, you don't know what kind of personal mistakes that you make.
I get that. All right, well, give me this. Give me an example of how film study helped you from making a really good play in a game.
Film probably helped me. The first time film helped me, junior year.
Okay.
We were going into the North Central game.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay.
And which, I'm trying to think.
You had a big play in this game, if I remember right.
Yeah, I scored my first touchdown.
Okay.
And they were rotating the center a lot, so I was watching for everybody that would be possibly playing center.
Okay.
And I was watching his feet and his hands, and I noticed that he would lean a lot. So I switched up my stance a little bit, got more comfortable in a four-point, and I was able to be more explosive off the ball to the point where I could drive him into the running back for -1, -2 yards.
All right. I like that. See, we need more guys being able to access or really digest film study, because it's turning it on and seeing, okay, they ran this play, this run. It's those small little tendencies that you get from watching film that can really help you perform better than you normally would when it comes to game day. Would you agree?
Yeah, watching film is definitely a big part of football. Like me being a lineman, we don't have to watch the play all the way through for the outcome. Like Coach Mann taught us our sophomore, freshman year when we got moved up for the lineman, you take a certain part of the film and you put it on repeat from pre-snap to the first three steps, because that's all we need to know. The first three steps to let us know if it's run or pass. We don't have to watch the long throw or how long the run went. We just need to watch and do what we can do to help our team.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about the North Central game, run everybody through that play, because that was one of the 15, 16 plays that I nominated for the Warriors Choice Award last year. And I believe I think you were one of the finalists, I believe, for that.
No, I was runner up.
The finalist. So, yeah, I great play there. Run me through that play and how you were able to really get the scoop and score on that one.
It was a 3-and-out for us. We had went over Warrior the Thursday before, and Willie was one of the people who would be able to shoot one of the gaps.
Okay.
So I rushed, pushed the guard back, went to rip off, and Willie had blocked the punt, and it was just in my face. I was able to scoop and score it. When me and Willie went on the sideline, we ended up sharing a blood belt because he was a part of it as well as me.
I understand that. But, I mean, hey, that blood belt is special when you get your hands on it, man. When I first saw that thing, I was like, oh, it really is beautiful. And I love how the defensive players especially, but the whole team just loves to see guys come off the field and go straight to the case to get it after making a huge turnover in the game to help the team, basically. And it really is a cool thing to see you guys all be happy for one another getting that. So that was a cool play for you. Always like to see the linemen score, man. You gotta get in the end zone every now and then, right?
Yeah.
So I think that play right there, would that be a play that you say is probably one of your favorite plays that you made here at the high school level?
Yeah, so far in your career, it's one of my better plays. Not only did I score my first touchdown, but I scored the first touchdown of the game against North Central.
Yes.
For us, which I felt like upped the momentum a little bit and helped us get moving more as a team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And it's momentum in games like that can happen in a moment. And we've seen it, unfortunately, in our season so far to where, you know, we've been carrying the game and things seem like it's really going to go our way. And then in a split instance, it's not. So let's changing directions here or coming to the present. We're coming off a second consecutive loss here to Carmel, to the Greyhounds. A tough loss. How has this season really been for you as one of the 25 or so seniors that we have on our team? How have you this really dealt with the more lows and highs that we've had to experience this season?
It's been kind of rough, you know, having to work with the young guys and help them mature because we know that they'll be a part of the process as well as our seniors. And we just want to be able to win games and figure everything out as a team. And to do that, we got to come more together. Our senior class wasn't very close for the past 3 years. So now we have to get more used to communicating and being able to depend on each other to help our young guys grow up because they're a big part of the team.
They definitely are. And I just think about, you know, everything with the coronavirus happening this year and how school was just abruptly stopped in March. And it didn't really give you guys a great opportunity in the spring and the summer to really grow and develop together as a unit. And it just like so much was stolen and robbed from you guys that would have helped the team out immensely. And now we're, you know, you don't want to say excuses, but man, I don't think anybody would say, you know, if you don't have those extra moments together, you're going to have your struggles. And I've mentioned before on the show and on Twitter, it's like we are a battleship that's going through rough and rocky seas right now. And, you know, sometimes we get out and it can be calm, but a lot of other times, you know, we're up and down, the waves are splashing against us, and we're just trying to get out. We're trying to get to a better point. And I personally think we still have the possibility to get there during this season. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like with now our regular season being over, now we're getting ready, we have 2 weeks off to prepare for opening sectional battle at North Central. How do you feel about, you know, the possibility of that?
I feel like we still got the chance to win state with the regular season being over and us trying different plays, trying different schemes. We now have an extra 2 to 3 weeks to actually put something together and get us ready for the run. The regular season is now the past. Like, once sectional start, it's a whole new run. The record is 0-0 because if you lose a game, you're eliminated. So now we're playing to be able to keep playing and to win a state championship.
I love it. How did you feel coming off the field Friday night with everything that's been going on? And it's like, man, I can't have my senior season, my senior career in here and like this and never be able to play on this field again?
Yeah, coming off the field Friday with the loss to Carmel was definitely tough. We all knew that we probably wouldn't have a game 9, so we all knew we had to get back in the lab and figure some stuff out. You know, with us having blended practices, moving some defensive guys to offense, some offensive guys to defense, it's helping us figure everything out. We're going to have some people playing both sides of the ball, which will help us bond and make us stronger as a team on the field to be able to do what we know we're capable of doing.
Got it. Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself here. Growing up, what did you most admire about the program from before you got here and everything like that? Did you come into a lot of Warren football games when you were younger?
I came into one Warren football game when I was younger, my sixth grade year.
Okay.
I was a part of the travel team, and that was only my third year playing football.
So 6 years ago, that's probably like 2013, 2014, somewhere around there. 2014, I believe. Was there a certain player back then that you really admired or looked up to, or has there been a player that you've played with that you're like, man, I really love the way that guy, he plays in his game, man. I really love what he brought.
When I was younger, I didn't know a lot about football. I didn't start playing football until third grade.
Okay.
up until sixth grade, I was more of a basketball kind of fan. So I played football and basketball.
You can hoop? You can hoop?
Yeah.
Man, you can't hoop, man. You can't.
I got a nasty three.
What are you, Steph Curry over there with the shot?
Yeah.
Man, come on now, man. See, that's a lot of capping going on over here, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stories. But hey, that's right. That's right. We'll check that out one day.
Growing up, I didn't really have a favorite player or anything. I didn't know much about the program. But as I got older, I started to realize that there were people here before us who set legacies and goals that we all got to live up to as a team, not just me as an individual. And one player I can say really showed me a difference was Marquise Cross, of course. Playing with him,
great player,
for 3 years, helped me get better as a player. He was there to educate, and through his injury, he still went out and bled for the team every play and did what he could to contribute even when he was hurt. So I have nothing but respect for him.
Do you feel like these younger guys are one day going to sit back and look like, man, I got to make this play like Jaden used to make. I got to do that like the way Jaden does it. I have to be just like that. Do you feel like these younger guys look up to you like that now?
I feel like the younger guys do look up to me. I'm one of the seniors that are more, I want to get along with the younger ones. I kind of know how they think, so I'm trying to help them out when I can. But at the same time, I know that I can't be too cool with them because I got to help them understand that when it's time to work, it's time to work.
I get that.
And I'm one of the few seniors, like we all have goals, obviously, on the field, but I'm setting off the field goals as well still. Trying to be a better person in life.
All right. Well, what are some of your off-the-field goals, if you don't mind me asking?
I want to raise my GPA for school, even though I only got a semester and a half left. I want to get it as high as it can be before I leave. And currently working on a goal in the weight room to knock Shelton off the Big Three board.
Ooh, and what's that Big Three record?
The Big Three record is 1165.
1165. And for people that are out there listening, Big Three, that's bench, squat, and
power clean.
Yes, power clean. All three of those numbers put together, and you said Sheldon's number was what?
1165.
1165. So where are you at right now? You thousand pound club?
Yeah. Before we went on quarantine, I was only 85 pounds away from Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
And my bench has went up, but if my bench keeps going up, I can knock Coach Malcolm Bunnell off the bench board.
Okay.
375.
And you're talking about Coach Bunnell is one of the bigger and stronger players in the last decade or so. And Sheldon Day, I've spoke highly of him. I've called him the best defensive lineman in school history. So for you to be able to reach those lofty heights of great players that have played in the program before you, that's exceptional, man. So I hope you are able to get that. Those weight room records, as you see, have been there for Sheldon last played here in 2011, Malcolm last played here in 2009. So those records last for a long time, man. You put your name on the board, people going to come by and be like, hey, who is that guy right there, that Jay Perkins? Who's that guy? And be like, oh, man, that dude right there, he was a beast. He was a monster when he came into this weight room. Like, you got – and that's one thing I think a lot of guys, they don't – do you feel like guys don't put a lot of effort into the weight room now, or is this learning how to put the effort into the weight room?
I feel like guys put enough effort into the weight room, but I feel like they don't put enough time into the weight room. Like, some days I would stay after school when we were told not to. I've been kicked out the weight room before for being there too long or coming on a day where he wanted us to rest our body. Like, I was the guy who was always trying to work and get better because I knew that the next year had more to hold than the last.
I love it. Now, of course, you are defensive line player, and you've come up under the tutelage of my great friend, this one of the best defensive line coaches I've known. I'll argue with anybody, the best D-line coach in the state, Coach Corey Clark. What has it been like for you, your relationship with Corey, with Coach Clark over these years, and how has he helped you better your game?
Coach Clark is a great coach, man. I have nothing but positive things to say. He's there for you on and off the field. He can coach you in life and on the field make you a better player, make you a better person. And I've heard a lot of stories about Coach Clark, like, even once he's not your coach anymore, you can always depend on him and hit him up when you need to. Mm-hmm. And he's just a good coach overall.
He is, as great of a coach he is, he's a much better person, and you're definitely correct there. He definitely has a bond, a very strong bond with so many of his players, former players. I mean, he's been coaching football for, oh my God, decade and a half already, and it really is incredible the amount of players that come back and still talk to him or he still keeps in contact with. Of course, you know, everybody knows about Sheldon Days and everything, but all those great offensive linemen or defensive linemen, excuse me, from that era and after that, you know, he's still close with. He's still making sure, you know, they're doing the right thing out there. And that's the reason why I love Coach Clark and a lot of our other coaches. You know, you have to, for a program like Warren Central, you can't just be a coach that comes in and you know, you're only there for them during, you know, after practice or during practice and, you know, in meetings and stuff. You got to be a full-time guy. You got to be able to be there and talk with them late at night when there's crazy stuff going on because, you know, it's the East Side. Crazy stuff goes on all the time. And you just got to really be an all-encompassing coach. If you want to have success here at Warren Central, you got to reach out to your players and let them know how much you care. And that's definitely one thing I feel like Coach Clark does, Coach Mann does, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other coaches on our staff does as well. All right, so Jaden, with, like you said, the playoffs coming here, let's say we go on, make a great run, you know, we get back to playing Warrior-style football, you know, dominating defense, offense take care of business, you know, we're doing the little things that matter, but regardless, the season ends. How do you want your legacy to be looked at when everything's over and done with?
With all that's happened and all that's going on, I still want us to be able to come out on top and be able to win a state championship. You know, from being one of the younger teams to ever come through Warren Central and not as talented, but I still believe that we can win a state championship. And for us to have, you know, a negative record, if we can come back and win it all, then it'll shut a lot of people up.
It'll shut everybody up. I mean, Coach Wes and those guys talk about, you know, this has been the most difficult season for our program in 8 or 9 years since the 2012 season. I talked about that season on the show quite a bit. I've not gone thorough into it, I don't think, but, you know, that season we had a lot of fresh faces on offense. Defense had some fresh faces as well, but we still had guys like Tim Kimbrough who went on to play at Georgia. McKelty was coming in as a sophomore. And we had guys that, you know, played football a little bit the previous season, but, you know, really throwing some guys in there. And, you know, we had our ups and downs, lost a lot of one-score games, a ton of one-score games. And we finished the regular season 4-5. And, like, oh, my God, man. I said to the guys the other day, it's like we worked so hard that season just to be able to be 500, and we just couldn't do it. And we get the sectional draw. And you know where our sectional draw was?
No clue.
Sectional draw, opening round game at Carmel. And this is a Carmel team that was coached by our former coach, my former coach, Coach Wright. And they were 8-1 defending state champions at their place. They had beaten us in overtime earlier in the season, 10-7. And it was a game where, if I were to tell you a Warren team, this was back when, and we still struggled to play well at Carmel, regardless of how good our team is. And if I were to tell you, you know, like, Warren team is going to go into Carmel, and as a with a losing record against the defending state champion, you would think, oh, well, their season ended that day. Well, we got down 14-0. We somehow battled back, got it to overtime, got it to double overtime, and ended up winning in triple overtime at Carmel in a game that was absolutely incredible. And it's just moments like that, or it just goes to show, like, Warren is never down and out. Like, everything may be seeming like it's going in the opposite direction that you want to go in. You may feel like you can't get off a block. You may feel like no matter what you're going to do, no matter how many times you get held, and you get held a lot. I'll be seeing it in the games. Like, I'm surprised they don't just rip off your jersey half the times they be blocking you out there, man. I know you be getting frustrated because you don't get any kind of calls. You don't be getting any kind of calls. And it's like these moments where you feel like you can't do anything right. You just got to keep fighting. If you keep fighting, something good is bound to happen for you. And something happened like that, that was great for our team, great for our program back then. And I know it can be great for us again. And so I just need you to, you know, continue to be that senior leader for the defense, for your position groups, and for the whole team, really. And just, you know, just say, we aren't going to give up. We are not going to be the ones that go out there and just lay down. And that's one thing that, unfortunately, I've seen, not from you in particularly, but from too many players. You know, people get down on themselves. And as soon as a team scores, or it goes that we get down from being down 3 points to being down 10 to being down, you know, 17 or whatever, it's like, oh, my God, here it goes again. I'm just going to sit over here and talk to my buddy over here who's dressing with me tonight. And it's just like, I can't stand that stuff, man. I need these guys to be willing to go out there and fight as hard as the next man. I need them. If you are out there, if you're dressing for a game on Friday night, you need to be willing to give it your all if you're playing or not. Like you said before, there have been so many great players to be in your position before you that would love to be in your position again. That's to strap up that helmet one more time. And you understand that just from last week's game against Carmel, how you would love to have an opportunity to be on that field one more time. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And there are so many guys that had a ton of more success than you have had that would love to be in your position again. That's a strap on those pads, man. Like I said before, playing at Warren Central is one of the most special things there is anywhere in high school football. I mean, there are a lot of other great programs around here, but every program ain't Warren Central. Every program don't got that black and gold, and that black and gold is so beautiful and special to me. And I just know it's – the program deserves to have a bunch of players come out there each and every night and give it their all. And regardless if we win by 50 or lose by 50 or lose by 1 point or win by 1 point, man, like, I need those guys to go out there and give it their all. And like I said, a lot of times I've not seen that from enough players, whether they were starting on offense or defense or whatever. It's like, maybe it's because we're playing so many young guys. Maybe it's just guys that aren't bought in, or guys are checked out. I don't know. But like you said, I if you guys feel like you still have an opportunity to do something special this year, I'm right behind you. I'm going to be right behind the team regardless. Win or lose, I'm going to be right there with the team regardless. And I know you guys have the capabilities of being better than what you are. Because I said a few times before, man, we're right there. Don't you feel like we're right there? A few plays here or there, maybe a missed tackle away from a blown coverage call or something like that. And it's just like, man, if we can just make these little plays, we can be right there with this team and we can actually win this. And so much can be different about how the season has gone so far.
Of course.
Yeah. So, Bay, man, Jaden, I appreciate you talk with me. I know it's been a long time coming. I should have had you on the show and talked to you a long time ago, but, you know, things happen, you know. But I appreciate it. You know, I'll treat you to a little bit of food here, so hope you like it.
Thank you for having
me. That's no problem, man. It's no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, defensive lineman number 95, Jaden Perkins. Jaden, thank you.
No problem.
True Warrior Football Podcast is sponsored by
Warrior Aid, made painstakingly by us, the Warriors. It will make you a winner. You'll be beating Ben Davis in no time. You might even win a state championship or two. It's good, my brothers. Drink it.
All right. Want to say thank you to Jaden once again. You know, it's always great to talk to a lot of the players on his team. I don't really get the opportunity to talk to him nearly as much now as I used to. But it is always great to just sit down and talk to them and see how they feel about certain things that's going on, especially with this year and this season and how everything has just been so completely different from years past. So it was a great talk with him. Jaden's very smart, bright young man. He has a great future ahead of him. So, Jaden, thank you once again. Continue to be a great leader for our team, man. I appreciate that. And moving on, ladies and gentlemen, here, one last thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about some of our Warriors that are at the next level, the collegiate level, and that is college football. And so far, college football has been going through a very crazy, crazy time right now because of the coronavirus and the pandemic and, you know, a lot of other crazy stuff that's going on with that. A lot of our guys that play college football had their seasons just canceled, postponed to spring, and it just really hurt because a lot of these guys have been on campus, have been working all summer, and then, you know, early August, everything was dropped and postponed. I really hated that for a lot of our guys, but thankfully there is hope around the corner. For our guys in the Big Ten, Iowa has Justin Britt and Juju, okay, Julius Brents, excuse me. And at Purdue, we have, of course, reigning freshman Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year in David Bell. And we also have Jake Wellman, who is a walk-on at IU. Big Ten football is back. Big Ten football is back. It's coming back next weekend, October 24th. And actually, next weekend, Iowa travels up to West Lafayette to face Purdue. So if you have opportunity to watch that game next Friday, it'd be a great opportunity to see three of our guys on the field at the same time once again. And Alfred, I don't know why I always forget about Alfred. Alfred Armour also plays for Purdue. So that'd be four of our guys playing football at Purdue. So that's great, man. That's great to see our guys being able to play football once again, because a lot of these guys thought they were going to have to wait till April or May or whatever spring football season was going to be. So it's really great to see that they will have the opportunity to compete finally against others. So I'm very much looking forward to Big Ten football this year. Football this year really has been great, and I'm glad it's been around. There's a great game this past weekend between Texas and Oklahoma. Alabama Ole Miss was another great game. There's been a lot of really good games so far in college football this year, and it's really almost to the point where you feel like any of the big teams really has an opportunity to do some really great things this season. So, you know, if you are a college football fan like I am, you know, this is a really good time. You appreciate the sport and the game a lot more now after the possibility of it being taken away from you. And another player that has actually had an opportunity to play and do some really great things on the field is North Dakota State's Michael Tutsi, our very own Michael Tutsi, the three-time national champions, or really three-time defending national champion back-to-back. They've won like they've won a lot of national championships there. They had one game on their fall schedule, and that was against Central Arkansas. I believe it was 2 weeks ago, and they were in a real battle with Central Arkansas. For their first game of the season, I think Central Arkansas had played like two or three games before them, but it was a very, very hard-fought game. But North Dakota State, this, you know, they showed the reason why they have the nation's longest winning streak at any level and why they are the three-time defending national champion. They just really went out there and dominated down the stretch and ended up winning the game. I believe it was 39 to 28. Very great game. Michael Tutsi is a returning starter on the defense. I think last year he had about 7 interceptions. He had 6 tackles in this game, no interceptions, but he made some very great plays, some key pass breakups as well down the line there. He played a really good game, and I'm very happy for him. Their next game isn't until February now, so I will be giving you guys more update information. Hopefully I can have him on a show and have him talk about what this experience has been like for him and the rest of his teammates here soon. And you know what? I am just really, at this point, with everything going on, I'm just very thankful that I have the opportunity to talk with everyone out there, talk with the fans, talk with the players, talk with the coaches and everything, and continue to give information about our great program, updates about what's going on. Like I said before, folks, this is a rough time for our program, but this is not a part of a program that's going to last very long. I know we will get through this, whether it's this year or next year, but when we get through it, folks, watch out, because it's going to be so much fun. Warren Central Football will be back, and it will be back better than ever. I guarantee you, folks. I guarantee it, and I'm so glad I get to be here and witness it all and document it for forever. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. You just listened to another great episode of True Warrior Football. Warrior Band, take us away.